بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. The following is a summary on the rulings regarding the sujood as-sahu, the sujood, the prostration due to forgetfulness. And during this talk we will use the terminology of as-sahu, standing for forgetfulness, standing for forgetfulness. So if you hear the term as-sahu, this means forgetfulness. Many people, and some even imams, make mistakes concerning this subject of sujood as-sahu, the prostration of forgetfulness. And many also give fatwa without knowledge concerning this matter. As-sahu and nisyan are synonymous. They refer to the absent-mindedness of the heart. And what is as-sahu? What is as-sahu? Or prostrations due to forgetfulness, sujood as-sahu. There are two prostrations made by the musalli to compensate defects in his salah, and as a compelling for shaitan and pleasing ar-Rahman, and pleasing to Ar-Rahman, the Most Beneficent. This is the definition of sujood as-sahu, two prostrations made by the musalli, the one who prays, to compensate defects in his salah, and as a compelling for shaitan, and pleasing to Ar-Rahman. This is the definition. So there is, this is in response to defects, and the defects can be by way of omission, addition, or doubt in salah. And all these three are considered as defects. And second, it is irghaman lishaytan, compelling for shaitan, because he is the cause for this forgetfulness. Because shaitan comes to the person in his salah and says to him, remember such and such, remember such and such, such, until he distracts him. And the more the person is keen about his salah, coming forward to be in front of Allah Azza wa Jal, and to complete his salah in the way that pleases Allah Azza wa Jal, the more shaitan intends to work on him, to distract him. And that's why when it was said to Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with both of them, when it was said to him that the Jews say, we don't whisper in our prayers, while you Muslims whisper in your prayers, meaning when shaitan comes to you whispering. So Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma said, صدقوا صدقوا, they spoke the truth. وما يصنع الشيطان بقلب خراب. And what does shaitan do to, what will it do to a heart that is ruined, that is a wreck? It comes to an established heart so that it destroys it, or rather as shaitan comes to an established heart to destroy it. And thirdly, it is irda'un lirrahman, pleasing to Allah, the Most Beneficent. Why? Because you praise Allah for enabling you to complete this worship through the prostrations, compensating the defects which occurred in it. So this way the musalli, the one who prays, is pleased with Allah Azza wa Jal for making this possible. Now, what are the causes of the causes that entail the sujood al-sahu? There are three: addition, omission, and doubt. Addition, omission, and doubt. As to the addition, this refers to the addition which is of the kind of salah, of the kind of salah, so as to be careful not to include the additions which are not of the same type as salah, whether they are sayings or actions. For these latter ones have no relation to the issue of forgetfulness. So if the person speaks in his salah or moves in his salah, this is an addition, but this is not from the same kind of salah. And these could be either nullifiers of the salah, or they may be forgiven. And this is not the place to discuss this category or this kind of additions which are not of the same kind as salah. So therefore, what is intended here refers to the additions which are from the same kind of salah. So therefore, if the person adds to the salah that which is of its type, like ruku' or sujood, bowing or prostrations, he makes two prostrations instead of one, or if he makes five rak'ahs instead of one, then what is the ruling? What is the ruling? This has several cases to it, several situations. First, the person does not remember the addition until he has finished it. This way, he makes sujood al-sahu, the sujood of forgetfulness, and there is nothing upon him. So he does not remember the addition until he has finished it. In this case, he makes the sujood al-sahu, and there is nothing upon him. Example, he is praying dhuhr, so he makes the dhuhr five rak'ah, and he did not remember until after taslim. Therefore, it is binding upon him to offer these prostrations of forgetfulness sujood al-sahu. And he offers this after salam. He offers this after taslim. The second situation, he remembers the addition while making it. While he is through it, he is doing the addition, while making the addition. For example, he is praying Salat al-Dhuhr, and he stood up for a fifth rak'ah due to forgetfulness. And while he was reciting, he remembered that this is a fifth additional rak'ah. Therefore, it's a must that he returns and sits. And if he deliberately continues, this nullifies his salah. So he must sit and then make taslim, then offer sujood al-sahu after taslim, then offer the prostrations of forgetfulness after taslim. And from the additions is making taslim in his salah before completing the salah. From the addition is making taslim, yusallim, making taslim in salah before completing the salah. So for example, he is making a salah which is 4 rak'ah salah, and in the 3rd rak'ah he sat thinking that his 3rd is his 4th, so he made salam in his 3rd. Then he remembered, therefore he must bring the 4th rak'ah, then makes taslim, then offers sujood al-sahu after taslim. But suppose now he did not remember this action, making taslim in the 3rd rak'ah, until some long time afterwards, say an hour. You see, if he remembers it like right away, a minute or two or three, he comes and brings the 4th rak'ah, and, you know, as we said. But suppose now he remembered an hour later. Therefore, in this case, he must make up the entire salah. He must make up the entire salah. Clear? Clear on this one? Put one, please. Yes. Bring up meaning pray, yes. No. Okay. Gabriel, is that clear to you? Brother Gabriel, is that clear to you? So far. From the addition, rak'ah is a complete unit. Ruku' is bowing. Yes. From the additions is saying something legal in salah, but in its incorrect place, improper place. For example, reciting the Fatiha in ruku'. You see, the Fatiha is a legal saying, isn't it? I'm asking. The Fatiha is a legal saying, right? But he, instead of reciting it standing, he says the Fatiha in ruku', in bowing. Or if he makes the tashahhud while standing, Right? This is improper place in Salah, isn't it? But the saying is legal, isn't it? Tashahud is part of Salah. But making it in Qiyam, in standing, is the wrong place, isn't it? I'm asking. So, this is making something which is legal, a legal saying, in its improper place. In this case, the sujood for forgetfulness is a sunnah, not mandatory. Why? Because this addition, the origin of this addition, its basis is legal, but in its improper place. So here, the sujood for forgetfulness is a sunnah, but not mandatory. So from this we conclude, if the addition is an action, then it's a must to make sujood as-sahu. If the addition is legal saying in its improper place, then the sujood is recommended but not obligatory. Is this clear? Is this clear? Is this clear? This is a very important conclusion at the end. Clear? Fine.